Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Well, I thought we'd heard every excuse under the sun why a couple will get divorced. You know, during this thing, I can't believe it's news. We've had some nutty reasons why people can't live with each other. And a woman in the United Arab Emirates recently told the court she wants a divorce from her husband after 1 year of marriage because he is too loving, John. He'd cook for her, clean, never argue. Once she commented that he'd put on a few pounds, so he went on a strict diet and exercise so hard he injured himself. He says, she says, I was choked to the extreme by love and affection. He even helped me clean the house. I long for one day of dispute, but this seems impossible with my romantic husband, who always forgave me and showered me with gifts. I need a real discussion, even an argument, not this hassle-free life of obedience. The judge did not grant the divorce. The husband pleaded with the judge to give him a chance to work it out. He said he's learned from his mistakes and he'll stop cleaning and giving his wife gifts and start arguing with her and ignoring her.
And I thought I was.
That's what she wants.
I thought I was the only one to lose a marriage for that reason. Well, there's another one love me out there. Brad, this is a weird one. Police in Memphis were surprised to learn the identity of the airport luggage thief. There, somebody had been going to the airport of Memphis and just pulling luggage, baggage claim and taking it, a whole bunch of it. So they found the guy responsible for it on Sunday. A prominent Mississippi hotel owner had been going to the airport from time to time and just taking bags of suitcases. He had thousands and thousands of dollars worth of items that he had been stealing. You know, all these. So he confessed. Yeah, he did it. This guy owned 17 hotels in Mississippi. He was profiled last year by the New York Times after partnering with the Trump family on 4 hotels in Mississippi. So this is a guy who's, you know, well known in the state, well established, and he's got all kinds of stolen luggage.
And finally, John, this goes back to Saturday night at 7:30. Myrtle Beach police in South Carolina. Well, South in North Carolina. They're on the Grand Strand. And the police were called, and a cop flagged down on the street because there was a guy walking down the middle of the road completely naked. So they catch up to 42-year-old David Shepard, and they say, "Hey, David, why are you walking around out here at 7:30 on a Saturday night with no clothes on?" And he says, what had happened was my drug dealer, I owed my drug dealer $350. And so my drug dealer came to my house with a gun and said, either give me my money or you get out there and embarrass yourself and walk naked up and down the street. And he says the drug dealer followed along behind him in a red SUV to assure that he was, you know, holding up his end of the deal. So as he was walking around out there, but by the time the cops showed up, of course, the red SUV is gone. And this dude, this 42-year-old David Shepard, says he doesn't want to identify the drug dealer that made him do this. That and then, in a strange twist at the end of the story, they say Shepard, the 42-year-old naked man, was not charged for his naked thing. They must have figured the embarrassment was punishment enough.
I can't believe it's news.
Working with a stack of buttons or something.
I think I'd still give me just half of the money, a quarter of the money. I'd rather have that than have to witness that deal and that guy marching
$350
around.
Bucks worth of dope, and you're walking naked on the street.
Although I suppose if you're the dope dealer, you can say, yeah, you can. Then you get that reputation. Yeah, he made the guy. Yeah, I got to pay him because he made the last guy walk naked down the street.
And you know the guy's going to come back. Okay, so are we even? No, you still got to give me the $350 bucks.
I didn't say I was calling that off.